This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Chris Myers Ash is one of the co-founders of the U.S. Public Service Academy, recently profiled by the New York Times. He joins us on the long line from Washington. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Coy. How are you?
Very good. Happy New Year to you.
And you as well.
How was the holiday season at your house?
I can't complain. New York Times gave us a nice little present post New Year's.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. That's pretty nice. Not everybody gets profiled a big profile in the New York Times. Did you get calls from all over the country?
We've gotten a fair bit of attention ever since then. You know, the New York Times is pretty high profile and carries a lot of weight in the media business. So we're pretty pleased with it. It's the first time that Times has written about us.
Really? Wow, that's interesting. Well, you certainly gave you a lot of coverage. This is a high word count article, as they say. Very nice. A lot of real estate. Remind us, Chris, what is the U.S. Public Service Academy? What's the mission? What's the vision?
Sure. In a sentence, it would be a civilian West Point, a civilian counterpart to the military service academies, with the mission of developing young people with the character and the intellect and the experience to be top quality public servants and to lead lives of public service. And so students who would go to the Public Service Academy would go through a rigorous admissions process like they would at a military academy. If they get in, they'd get a free college education at the U.S. Public Service Academy, but then they would owe 5 years of service to the country. And so they would be sent to serve in areas of critical need and positions of strategic importance all around the country, local, state, or federal levels, but they would have to serve in public sector positions, basically government institutions, public institutions.
We're talking with Chris Myers Ash, co-founder of the U.S. Public Service Academy. And before we go any further, remind us again the website.
It's uspublicserviceacademy.org.
Very easy. So tell me, not everybody gets an article written about them in the New York Times. What did this article, and we can recommend that folks just Google U.S. Public Service Academy, or there's a link on your website for the article. What did the article miss? Or I'm wondering when you read it, what's not in here?
Oh, what's not in there? Well, I think what's not in there is as much of a sense of really how much momentum there is behind this bill. I think there's an excitement and there's an enthusiasm for this kind of idea that we haven't seen certainly in the 3 years that we've been working on this idea. But more broadly speaking, really in more than a generation. I mean, we've spent the last 30 or so years bashing government and belittling the people who work in public institutions. And we've seen government grow. We've seen government grow less functional. And we haven't seen as much improvement. And we've seen our young people turning away in droves. And so what's exciting now is that here's this opportunity with a new president who's committed to public service, who's talked about making government cool again, with an energy among young people who are now looking again at public service and looking again at government and thinking, hey, maybe this is a way to make a difference because government really matters. And we've seen that from 9/11 to Katrina to the current economic crisis, that government really matters.
There is a role for government in a free society.
Right, and it's not a...
Which every founding father recognized.
Well, it's not, and you know, what's unfortunate is that, you know, when you say something like that and people assume, oh, you must be a liberal Democrat, and that's not true at all. I mean, in fact, much of our inspiration comes from progressive Republicans like Teddy Roosevelt, you know, the original good government folks who really wanted to make government work for the American people. And so I think this is a bipartisan idea that has bipartisan support.
Yeah, if it's going to do something, make sure they do it well, and that means good people.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, you can complain about government all you want. It's not going to make it better, and it's certainly not going to make it smaller.
Chris Myers Ash is the co-founder of the U.S. Public Service Academy, online at uspublicserviceacademy.org. Former Senator Hillary Clinton, soon to be Secretary of State, one of your most high-profile advocates. What does 09 look like as far as the Academy is concerned? Where do you go from here? This is actually a good thing, I guess, that some of your biggest advocates are now in a little bit more high profile and powerful positions in Washington.
Absolutely, not just Clinton, but Rahm Emanuel and Joe Biden. We're also co-sponsors of our bill, and obviously have taken up more high profile positions. And so we do have friends within the administration, in the last Congress, we had more than 20 senators and more than 100 representatives as co-sponsors of our bill, and they're returning to Congress. And so 2009 is really when the rubber meets the road for us. We've been building a strong coalition, a bipartisan coalition, and now's the time to put that coalition to work.
Now, what about, let's talk about some of the critics who say, well, number one, there's no money, or number two, you know, we have all these public schools of public administration around the country. They're already doing this, so you don't need to worry about a special school for it. We already do that.
Right, right. Well, to take the first charge, I mean, we're certainly in a serious economic crisis, and there's no mistaking it. And we recognize that the Public Service Academy is an investment. I mean, we're talking about asking the federal government for $200 million a year. It's a lot of money. But we think it's an important investment, and that a great nation deserves great institutions. And I love, David Brooks, the columnist for the New York Times, wrote a piece one time about the Library of Congress and how Congress built that library, and it's just a magnificent, majestic institution right on Capitol Hill. And they built it in the 1890s when we were going through a far more difficult economic period with strikes and violent social upheaval. But Congress decided to spend the money to create not just a podunk little Library of Congress, but a majestic building because it wanted to send a message about the importance of knowledge to this great nation. And that's what great nations do. They make investments in things that say something about who we are as a people. And I think we've done that with the military academies. We do that with the Peace Corps. And the Public Service Academy would send a powerful symbolic message to young people especially, but to everyone, that service matters, that public service matters. And so I think even in times of economic crisis, and maybe even especially in times of economic crisis, you have to make investments on things that speak to who we are as a people, not just roads and bridges, but institutions. So that's the first, our response to the first argument.
Right, right.
And as for the second argument, this idea that we already do this, well, I just don't think that those critics have actually read our blueprint and understand what it is that we propose to do. I mean, we're talking about creating an academy, a service academy for future public servants. It would be rigorous. It would be year-round. It would have a core curriculum unlike anything else in American higher education, where students spend much of their first 2 years taking courses in civics, having to master a foreign language and study abroad, participating in a leadership development program. So that there's nothing out there that's as intense and rigorous as what we plan to offer. And what they also miss is the culture of service that you develop on a campus that's oriented around a national mission. I can't tell you how many. I just got another email today from this woman who went to the Naval Academy and talked about how she yearned so much to serve. And that's what drove her to want to go to a military academy, because she wants to serve. And the culture of service that you get at a military academy is hard to match. But she said there are so many people would want to serve in a civilian capacity and would want to go to this kind of institution. So it's not being done.
And another point that you bring out in the New York Times article is that most of those schools of public administration don't really reach out to undergraduates. Those are mostly for graduate students.
That's true. And also, to be honest, and then this is a kind of a dirty little secret nobody really wants to talk about, is that even at places that are oriented to public policy and public administration, the majority of the graduates do not go into government anymore. It's changed. I mean, even you look at the Kennedy School of Government up at Harvard. It's the premier. It's a fantastic institution with wonderful scholars up there. Most of their students don't go into government anymore. It's gotten to the point where they actually changed their name. They changed their name from Kennedy School of Government to the Harvard Kennedy School. So everywhere you go up there, it's HKS. They don't even mention the word government.
I didn't even know that, Chris. Really?
It's a pretty recent change. So
wow.
I mean, I think that's indicative of a larger shift in the last generation, where these schools now are encouraging students to pursue any number of opportunities outside of the public sector. And it's, you know, it's important. We need to have good people in nonprofit, and we need to have good people in the private sector, but we need an institution that's devoted to fill in the ranks of our public sector with top-quality graduates.
My guest is Chris Myers Ash, co-founder of the U.S. Public Service Academy. Chris, I know a lot of the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership at UVA, where I hang my hat during the day. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of graduates of our youth programs that have found out about this idea and have volunteered their time to help spread the word, and they are so excited about even the possibility of something like this mm-hmm. in this country. Talk a little bit, if you can, about the reaction you've gotten from young people around the country.
Absolutely. It is extraordinary. We created a National Youth Council a year and a half or so ago to kind of channel this energy, because I kept getting emails from young people saying, you know, I'm on your website and I'm a high school junior or I'm a high school senior, and, you know, I want to apply to the Public Service Academy. I'm really excited, but I can't find the application. you know, and I had to write them back and say, well, it doesn't exist yet. I'm sorry, you know, but you can help us build it. And, you know, just the idea of being in on the ground floor of a brand new American institution, this grand institution, is really exciting. Even for young people, you know, who are at the Sorensen Institute or, you know, at UVA, who themselves would never be able to go, and they recognize that, but they want to be part of something special. They want to be part of something larger than themselves. And this is a movement about building an institution for, you know, our children and our grandchildren.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to see these young people in it, not because they want it, themselves to benefit from it, but because they want their country to benefit from it.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have people taking sides today, right, left, you know, red, blue, green, yellow, whatever it is, and they all seem to speak for the Founding Fathers and know what the Founding Fathers meant. But one thing is true. Every single Founding Father believed in good government, and they believed that you need good people in government to have a government that works. Now, we all disagree about the extent to what government should do and when and where and what's its responsibility and what's its adequate role in society. But we can all be on the same page that whatever it's going to do and whatever limits it has, we want it to be good. We want it to be something we can be proud of.
Absolutely. You know, the Founding Fathers used to use a term that you know, sounds a little quaint these days, but they used to talk about civic virtue, which I think is an important concept, this idea that you want to develop, you want to instill in, especially in young people, the values and the ethics of civic virtue, of looking out for more than just your own interests. And you're right, all the Founding Fathers not only wanted good government and worked very hard to set up the structure for it, but they also advocated having a national public college in the nation's capital, that would produce civilian leaders from all around the country who had this civic virtue. And so everyone from the first five presidents, from Washington to Madison, all advocated for this, but were unable to overcome the parochialism of Congress, and were not able to get this institution established.
And just as we wrap up here, you know, I'm when you talk about the importance of civic virtue and how that was so critical to what they believed and their approach to what they were doing in creating this new country, I am reminded that when Jefferson wrote Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, when he said the pursuit of happiness, he didn't mean joy or elation or the opposite of sadness. He meant happiness in terms of the way the Greeks used it, eudaimonia, which was all about civic virtue. It was about leading a life so that you would experience the joy of being part of a free society.
Absolutely. And being part of something larger than yourself, I think, is something that the young people yearn for, and honestly, a lot of college students feel is missing on their campuses.
Chris Myers Ash, co-founder of the U.S. Public Service Academy. You can learn more online right now at uspublicserviceacademy.org. Chris, good luck and stay in touch.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.